Thursday and Erev Shabbos, Parshas Truma, Shir 408. Rav Nata Greenblatt, Zichron Levracha, used to travel around the Midwest, the southern states, for various important functions, Gittin, Kashrus, etc. And he once walked into Phoenix, to the Kailos Beis Medrash, and they were in the middle of Second Seder. They were learning Perek Behema Makasha, the fourth Perek in Meseches Chulin, a difficult Perek, and they were learning the topic of Ben Pekua. Rav Nata stopped for a moment. He listened to what they were learning. He pulled out his cell phone and he made a phone call. He said, "Mrs. Goldstein, this is Rabbi Greenblatt calling. I have to ask you a favor. Something urgent has come up. Can we postpone our appointment for 2 or 3 hours?" Rav Nata listened on the phone for a moment. He nodded. He smiled. He said, "Thank you, Mrs. Goldstein." He put the phone back into his pocket and he said, "I have to learn this sugya. I haven't learned this in a long time." He asked someone to bring him a Gemara and they brought it to him. He said, "I'm not going to bother you. I'm just going to keep quiet and learn by myself." He opened the Gemara. He began to learn. And after a few minutes, he couldn't contain himself. He started to talk and then it got louder and louder. And the Talmidim started huddling around him and he started a shir that lasted for 3 hours, with all different Mekairis and Chedushim, as if he had spent weeks preparing for this. When the shir was over, everybody went home, and Rav Nata went to his appointment. Why? Because, yes, there were probably very important things that he had to take care of in Phoenix. But Limud HaTorah is greater. And as long as he's able to push off his appointment, obviously, he has learned this sugya probably hundreds of times. But he had an opportunity to be able to learn, and he stopped because kihem chayenu. That's how we should view Limud HaTorah. There are many other kinds of askanas and many other activities, chashuv activities that we can do. But Torah is kihem chayenu. Torah is our life. And that's how we should appreciate it. Every opportunity that we have to be able to sit and learn or to support Torah.